This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Koo. Watch this or listen. The birds are flying. The world is sinking.
Stop what you're doing. And if you're watching us on YouTube, go like the video and subscribe to your YouTube channel right now. And if you're on Spotify, go start following us on Spotify and give us 5 stars. And if you're on Apple, go give us 5 stars and leave a review and then continue. Ouch.
Just throw a Swedish fish.
Stop.
Finish it. Finish the app.
Okay, stop. This is so dangerous doing it right here on this cliff. I could fall and I could die. Okay. Go to sundaycool.com where we do custom shirts and stuff.
Ew! Gross! Ew!
Wait a second.
Got on my leg. There's residue.
How are you in the office and I'm standing in space? I thought before I was on a cliff.
Space.
This is weird. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
And we're live.
Are we all going to stay up past our bedtime?
We're going to shoot the fireworks early like we did last year.
Fireworks.
What, are you got like some kind of bad attitude about it?
No, I'm just saying I want to see a fireworks show that's not at 7 p.m. when the sun isn't 2 hours from setting.
Sunset, sunset.
Sunrise, sunset.
We all need to put on bug spray because dengue fever.
What did you call me?
Is in.
Dengue?
Dengue.
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 Is in Florida.
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday to you.
I didn't think you were going to sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Andrew.
The surf ninja.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, fam. All right, moving on. Yep. Well, Andrew's 35, guys.
Wow.
Old man.
Smithereens.
Oh, old man.
I am an old
man. It's Andrew's birthday today.
It's Andrew's birthday today.
Do your best impression of me. Go.
Do your best impression of me.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's pretty dead on.
I like fish.
That was confusing.
I'm Andrew. Essence.
Oh my gosh, that literally tripped me out because I had to look over there. And I was just like, wait a minute. That was weird. That was like a paradoxical moment.
Now you do your impersonation.
I am Andrew.
That was perfect.
Thanks. That was dead on.
Dang.
Dang,
happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you.
Look at his fancy new mic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Blood.
Didn't know you guys were going to do that. So this is the guitar mic.
I haven't met him yet.
That was not good.
Guitar mic.
Not.
Oh, you haven't met Guitar mic? That's what I was.
Yeah. No.
No.
Sorry. No.
Sorry.
Well, let's. Do you want a song?
Yeah.
And then Andrew can have his normal microphone.
Why does the guitar have a special mic?
Why doesn't it have a special mic?
Exactly. Why are you doubting the process?
This is how much coffee I've had.
Wow.
This is how much.
I drank this much today.
So if you don't want to act like Lily, drink more or less than that.
I'm usually too deep.
Because I'm in too deep.
Jumpy.
Hey, wake up. Hey, wake up.
Ow!
People hate us. There, someone's driving. And too deep. Golly, Andy, you scare me. And then Andrew comes in with the air horn.
All right.
Looks like someone's really ready for a song.
Sorry.
Really ready for the song. What were you doing?
I'm listening. My daughters are at a 4th of July parade right now.
It's your daughter. Her daughter.
Our daughters.
Yeah, our daughters. It's their daughters too.
It's all of our daughters.
Yeah, especially Jane was literally like basically birthed on the podcast.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Let's see. We'll just come up with something real quick.
Reservations toward.
We're so angry. We're so angry.
Okay, if there's anyone in this world that loves paper straws, I would robot. Deem them not human.
Robot. Alien.
Oh, robot.
Demon. Demon.
Demon.
Starbucks? Demon.
Demon.
And that makes a lot of sense to me on all fronts.
All fronts.
It and really backs.
Does. And backs.
And bottoms.
And bottoms.
Hey.
Everyone be quiet though. Because this question has everything to do with Andrew's birthday. And I'm grateful for this viewer for sending in this question because we need to think about it. Really think about it. Because it could affect whether or not Andrew lives or dies. Or it could not. But we won't know until we answer this question. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Is the Vatican pointless?
Whoa. That's an intense question, Josh.
Yeah.
Is the Vatican, the Vatican's been around for hundreds, if not thousands and millions
hundreds
of years, right?
Millions.
I mean, I don't know about anything about history, but that's incredibly.
Incredibly.
Deep question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if Andrew's life is truly in the balance, I think we should let Lily answer first.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I think she...
Yeah.
I think we all respect you as a person of wisdom and a person that has good discernment. And I think if we're going to let this decision rest on anyone's shoulders, it should be Lily.
It should be Lily.
No. Yes.
So, Lily...
You said that the Vatican is pointless?
No, that's not what I said.
She just said no. She just shook her head no.
No.
Is the Vatican pointless?
I didn't even answer!
Okay. I mean, jeez.
Is the Vatican pointless, Lily?
I'm not educated enough to answer this question on the Vatican.
Okay, we've understood your disclaimer. Thank you for sending that. Now go ahead and answer the question, yes or no.
Vatican being the center of Roman Catholicism, is it pointless? Yes or no?
I pass.
Listen, no, there's no pass.
Listen, everyone.
There's no pass. There's no. You can't just pass. It's a yes or no.
Okay, chill out.
No, I'm not going to chill out. What are you doing?
We don't pass.
This is serious.
Yes. Andrew's life hangs in the balance.
In the balance, Lil. It's a yes or no.
Yeah, I'm stressed out over here.
Listen, I'm going to say no, it's not pointless. Because it means a lot. It's very meaningful to some people.
No, basically what I was getting to, Lil, is that...
Oh, my goodness.
If you found out your best friend is in the hospital because they're choking on a burrito.
And you're traveling abroad.
And the one thing that your friend wants is for you to come to them immediately. They're okay. They're in stable condition. They're completely fine. But your friend is distraught and afraid of what just happened. And the only thing they want is for you to go visit them in the hospital instead of just going straight to the Vatican. So if I'm getting this right, Andy...
That seems like the Vatican trip would be absolutely pointless because your friend's in need.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you need to be there
going
for your friend.
Going to the Vatican would be absolutely pointless.
110%.
If your friend's life was just in peril.
Yeah, whether he's safe or not, it doesn't matter. You have to go to him, and it would be pointless no matter. Vatican aside, I'm not against the Vatican. I can't speak for her.
I can't speak for her either.
But, I mean, no matter what destination you're going to, being by your the bedside of your best friend who just got hurt is in dire need. You need to be there.
You need to, and if I'm getting this right, Andy and Andrew, it seems like Lily does not care about her friends.
No, and the way she answered the question, I don't know if she even cares about her friend's life.
Oh my gosh, Lily.
Right now.
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily does not like Andrew and doesn't think of him as a friend at all.
And she thinks the Vatican's pointless?
And the Vatican is pointless.
Ugh.
Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
the butter.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare the Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Thank you, everybody. It was like we were trying to fill all the research, like the words on a research paper, like a minimum.
So verbose.
If
you would have said, yes, it was pointless, we would have said, no, it's not. The Pope's hat has a tiny point on the top of it. So ergo, Lily's a liar and she's something. I don't know.
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
What should we go around and say one nice thing about Andrew?
Yes.
Or speak something into his next year of life.
Oh, I like that.
Halfway to 70.
Dang.
Whoa. I've been alive in 5 decades.
Whoa.
17 presidents. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
The founding of the United Kingdom.
Yes. Yep. I was actually there.
Yeah.
It was a state.
I believe it.
It was cool back then.
What if Andrew's account of Saint-Germain?
Yes, we do have a gift for Andrew. A couple gifts, actually. What should we do first? This one?
Yeah.
All right. A long time ago, Andrew, we all shared, on one of our birthday podcasts, we all shared our favorite cake. The 3 out of 4 of us had logical, reasonable, good answers.
Yeah.
Then Andrew spoke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrew said, I like a whole wheat cake that's made of peanut butter and jelly with jelly down the middle with a peanut butter frosting. That wasn't my voice.
No,
that was the clip. That was the clip that we just played.
Yeah.
But
Look at that.
And I just dropped the forks on the ground. Doesn't matter. No way. But here we have a whole wheat cake with jelly and peanut butter infused with a peanut butter frosting and a jelly glaze.
No way.
Right here. And we're going to try it all together. Wow. And we're going to see how bad it really is. Because I think I compared it to a hay bale with frosting on the top.
Yeah.
Someone said that. Someone said cardboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While you're doing that, here's a gift I got you.
Dude, you guys are the best. I already know it. I don't even need to
spent a lot of time picking this out.
Spam.
You don't know what this means to me, dude.
I know.
Don't cry,
Andrew. I know.
Don't cry, Andrew. All right, here we go. That's a dense cake, babe. That's a dense, it's a dense cake.
That's it, boy.
Why'd I have only grabbed three?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Can I eat it now?
Did you make this?
I did make it.
Andy, are you like trying to get into baking?
No, I just did it out of necessity. I wanted to try.
Did you try to make it taste good or did you try to make it taste
bad? I followed a recipe that like was similar and they added some stuff and then, but it is whole. I had to pay.
That's really good.
$8 for a bag of whole wheat flour, by the way. I want refunded on that.
This is really good, Andy.
That's pretty good.
That's
really
good.
Not as dry as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's very moist.
What do you think?
Pretty good.
Memories coming back at all?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
What was what's obviously this is like a bundt cake shape, so I don't know what you were raised on, but I like the frosting.
I was raised on the bundt cake.
you know, a boy like me
has been raised on the bundt cake.
Well done, dude.
I'm a bundt cake boy.
This is delicious.
It's more
raised
like
on the bundt cake.
If you think about it, like a dessert bread instead of a cake.
Yeah,
it's like more what it is, but I like it.
Like that little warmed up. Be perfect.
Dude.
That little warmed up.
Dude. Throw that little, you know what? Dude, throw that bun cake in the microwave.
Glass of milk.
Throw the bun cake.
Now go and go eat more, Dad.
I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Good.
Good.
All right. This is your other gift from all the crew. Oh, Ben, hey, move that bus.
Do you want me to hold the cake?
No.
Okay.
His cake or the plate?
Cake.
On the wrong side of this?
A cake, a plate.
This is delicious.
I'm glad you like it. It's not bad. It's not bad.
I should have taken your offer.
I know.
Let's go.
We got him a little cooler, everybody.
Cute.
With some ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some doggy treats for your baby.
Aww.
Baby.
Baby. Beef jerky.
Body poppers.
So I've been debating starting like a scare series with Paige.
Perfect.
She hates the idea, but this might have just sealed the deal.
That's what they're for. That's what they're for. Pork rinds.
Nice.
I apologize. Never go on a road trip with me because they basically just gifted me all of my road trip snacks, and every one of them has quite the odor, but they're delicious.
Pork rinds in a car is it's a heavy smell, lays deep. And then a dollar bottle of hot soy sauce.
Who sent me a text and was like, Andrew needs to chill out on the soy sauce when you're at my house? Was it you?
No.
It was one of the guys. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I can't remember.
I get the like industrial size.
5 gallon.
Yeah, I got two of them right
now. That's beautiful.
My attempt yesterday was to take a bunch of your belongings and then gift them back to you.
Did Andy tell you about it?
Let's tell that story.
He left his sunglasses here on the couch, his Costas, and I saw him. I'm like, this would be funny just to collect some of his stuff and then give it to him as a present. But apparently, Andrew would not leave the office until he found those sunglasses.
Yeah, because Josh...
I can't let a problem go.
Josh, as he's leaving the office, hands me the glasses, says, hide these. We'll give them as a gift tomorrow. And he grabbed your gold watch off the table, too, your desk. And
that's one of y'all's props.
We're going to collect all this stuff and just hand it to you, and it would be funny. But then, no joke, Andrew said goodbye, left, and then literally left, and then came back and started tearing the office apart. Like, just would not drop it. And then he sends this thing out on Slack to everybody in the company. It's just like, hey, by the way.
Has anyone seen
it? And then it's like, oh, no. And then he came back in again because I thought he was gone. And then I was like, okay, he dropped it. And then he came back in again, turned on all the lights, and was just looking. And I'm like, just working there. And I'm not this guy. And so it's like literally. So I was like, okay, fine. Here, take him. We were trying to pull a joke. Get out of here.
I imagine there's a moment where you were like, I want to give him back to you. But now I haven't, and it's been so long, so now I have to, like,
I figured you'd just be mad tomorrow when we hand them to you instead of, like, a funny thing. So I was like, okay.
No, dude, those glasses are sick. They, Costas aren't cheap to start with, but then I, like, had to do all this signing up to get, like, replacement lenses and pretend I had a different pair. So you can't even get those lenses in those frames.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can't replace these. And then ADD hyper-focus just took over.
That's so funny.
Speaking of not being able to replace things.
Don't talk about it.
Did you guys see that Chinese rocket that shot off on accident?
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
You didn't see it?
You didn't see it?
No.
I'll send the video right now. You can talk about it.
Andy explained it a little further, but apparently it was a small village in China, and all of a sudden it was just like, you hear just like, and apparently it was an underground hidden missile site. No one in the area knew it existed.
Wow.
It's a small, small town. No one had any idea. Some Redditor was going through and translating all the Chinese comments on there, and there was people that were saying, like, I live in this town. I live 10 minutes away from here. Like, how do we not know about this?
Wow.
How are we not, notified or anything?
It was a giant, giant rocket, and they accidentally shot it off.
Oh, geez.
And it went up and then came down and exploded, and it was huge.
Did anyone die?
Do you know what type of missile it was?
No, I don't think they talked about it. Did you send it?
Yeah. But did you see that? Did you mention that it was an accident?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a journalist test run. That's insane to me, dude. What an expensive mistake. Oh,
somebody said it looks like a giant cigarette.
It in China was accidentally launched into the sky after a ground test went wrong on June 30th.
Dude.
Wait.
The test malfunctioned due to a structural failure where the rocket detached from the launch pad. The rocket began to turn downwards and plummet towards the hills outside the city of Gongyi, causing a large explosion.
Causing a large explosion.
No injuries have been reported, according to the company Space Pioneer.
Huge explosion.
This crash comes just days.
Dude, how scary would that be?
They didn't show it, or like on the video where there wasn't talking over it.
Yeah.
It was literally just like a
boom. Yeah.
Like a shockwave and stuff.
I mean, with everything going on in the world, you're in this small little town and this only you see a missile taking off right next to you. Like, you think your world's ending. People thought they were dying. Like, they thought they were done.
Yeah.
I can't imagine just the fear that would run through somebody like that.
That's an expensive mistake.
That'd be a truly an amazing and truly scary experience.
I have a rocket question.
All right.
Hit me.
I got a rocket answer.
When that explodes, is there radiation?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it depends on what kind of rocket it is. I would assume if it was a nuclear rocket, it would have been
more catastrophic.
Yeah.
Be a bigger deal.
But I think you have to arm it. Like, it probably was a nuclear rocket, but it just wasn't armed. Who knows?
Well,
I
bet if it
just
explodes, it's still nuclear energy escaping.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
I think it just hit the firmament. I think it hit the bubble, and I think it crashed, and I think that's proof right there. We need to get up and revolt.
Ricochet.
Pop this bubble!
Flat Earth.
Flat Earth exists.
It does seem like the Flat Earth movement is continuing to grow.
Have you seen more stuff on it?
Rapid rate. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they got followers all across the globe.
Oh. Or disc.
What have you been seeing lately?
I don't know. It's just probably my algorithm.
Yeah.
But the thing where it's like, if you lay out the flight patterns and stuff all around the world,
yeah,
of like how they don't fly a certain route or whatever, but if you lay it out flat, it would make sense of like, because it's longer to go that way or this way.
Interesting.
It's a bunch of.
You hear that, kids? The earth is flat. Go tell your teachers.
I like the Tolkien take where he talks about the different ages of Middle Earth. And then there was one that was flat. And then the next to entrap the like demigods there, he globed it.
Oh.
So it's a. I mean, I don't believe it, but Tolkien would basically, if you take Tolkien and like what those people believe, like Pangaea would have existed on a flat Earth, and then when it became a globe, it would have then been spread out.
That's actually pretty interesting. I think I believe in flat Earth now.
I'm convinced. Sign me up.
It doesn't take a lot for me to be convinced.
Yeah, you're already inclined that way.
Yeah.
Do you think the Earth is flat? No.
Really? It is.
Really?
Tolkien thinks so.
Yeah, I guess it is now. I suppose you're right.
Well,
who do I make the check out to?
What's new?
We
watched a really scary, sad, weird documentary last night.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Oh, The Perfect Wife?
Yeah, dude.
Crazy. Absolutely wild. I finished it yesterday, too.
Yeah. You know what they say?
Women are crazy.
Chicks be crazy.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else. I'm glad we're on the same page. Chicks are crazy.
You know what they say, women be shopping.
My youth pastor always told me he's just like, girls are crazy, guys are dumb. That's the, like, if you understand those two rules, everything is going to get so much easier. That is a crazy documentary.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I mean, it's right out of Gone Girl.
Yeah, yeah,
like
literally.
Bonkers, even nutser.
Yeah,
like I just
give me the premise.
So basically, this wife.
Can we do a spoiler thing?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
But you know, if you were watching the news in the early 2000s, you probably saw it already.
And
it's,
if you,
it's real life.
And if everyone's comparing it to Gone Girl, like you kind of already see the spoilers coming. But yeah, just the details of it are really what's insane. And so basically, a what seems to be a picture perfect family. You know, a mom, a dad, and a son, and actually two
daughter,
kids, right?
Yeah. A daughter and a son. Yeah.
So it's just the picture perfect family. She instantly just goes missing for 22 days. Right? Everyone's looking at the husband. The husband's crying on screen. He's doing everything he can. The mom and the dad, all this stuff is happening. And then suddenly she returns, beaten, chained up, everything. And then after that, I mean, this thing has already been absolutely viral, global. Yeah, like yeah. Everyone's on the manhunt for this lady. And then whenever she gets busted, I mean, like picked up, they start questioning her and her stories just don't add up. And there's things that's going on. Then they have a connection with the ex-boyfriend who she went and connected with instead of actually being kidnapped. Like she said, she had this whole big story. She described the house to a T.
Yeah.
But she actually, in fact, wasn't making up a house. She was describing her ex-boyfriend's house where she was staying, not thinking they would connect it. The police go to the guy's place. They look down and they're like, it's very, very peculiar, like in like detailed things that she like made notes of. And they're like, this all adds up. She's like, no, it's not my boyfriend's house, ex-boyfriend's house. But in reality, the ex-boyfriend just helped her. Like yeah. He didn't actually harm her, but he just enabled her like crazy.
Yeah. She's like, okay, there was like a brand on her back. It said like Exodus something. And like, it was just all super weird. But the boyfriend, ex-boyfriend's just like, yeah, she asked me to do all this stuff to her.
They bought a $30 burning kit.
Yeah.
Like a wood burner. So on her back and everything.
A wood burner.
He held
what
out
the heck.
He held out a hockey stick. They're wondering how she got her like fate, like her nose busted or something like that. He held out a hockey stick and she would just run into it. He didn't want to hurt her. So he would just do whatever he could. So he would just hold out the hockey stick and she would run into it.
Dude.
And it's like the lengths that this lady went to.
Yeah.
Like what was like, I guess I'm asking questions. That would be spoilers, so
yeah,
so,
she was crazy.
Was she trying to frame her husband, like get out of the relationship?
She was trying to get out. Ultimately, it was an attention thing because everyone is spiraling these 22 days looking for her, she's literally on her phone in this room watching the news and all this stuff. When she's saved, she has all of her friends gather at their house like days after she gets there and wants them to relay how they felt and like their stories of finding out and all this stuff. And they're showing her videos and they're like, and she's just like relishing all of this. It's an attention thing, really. Dude. She had a horrible childhood. And so I think it comes from that. Maybe she was neglected. And so she's just got this kind of idea.
But then they drop the bomb in there with like at the very end, they're like, oh, and also she would tie Ziploc bags with paper towel and alcohol to her kid's face so they would get sick.
She had like Munchausen by proxy.
Dropped that in there.
Yeah. It was like really, she just had a lot of issues. But another thing that was really crazy to me.
So like, she's a little messed up.
But like, I couldn't believe it was so strange. She wrote this like really racist article apparently, and it's never been proven that she wrote it, but she wrote it like after high school or something about Hispanic people. And then when she gets captured, she comes out and she's like, it was these two Hispanic women and this whole thing. And like all of a sudden she's got this excuse for her racism and she's like, I can't even be around Hispanic culture. It's super triggering to me. But she had made up this whole story. She's just racist. It's so weird.
Yeah, just making up lies, but then bringing in your own like it's just like prejudice into it. It's like, leave that out of it. What are you doing?
That's not even like a weird thing, though, in our culture. Not to completely take a downer, but I saw a thing go through my Instagram. It was talking about the youngest person who has ever been sentenced to death by electric chair.
Oh, that was a while ago, right?
I mean, it was early 1900s.
Yeah. Were they like
14-year-old boy?
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy.
Charged as a man, came out, didn't do it.
It was so they based the movie Green Mile on that.
Haven't seen that.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Dude, that will change your life. That movie, like that's like a there's like definitely a big that's a big movie.
That makes me cry every time. It's rough.
Yeah, it is.
Really good.
See, I believe it's really good, but I don't know that I want to go there and feel those things.
It's really good.
It's one of the best, like some of the best performances you will ever see. Tom Hanks is in it.
I don't doubt it.
So good.
Well, especially knowing that story, you should watch the movie.
Okay. Tom Hanks. Is this an AI trailer for Forrest Gump 2?
Yes.
No, it's not Forrest Gump 2. It's the same actors, the main two actors, but it's have you read about it at all?
We talked about it a long time ago, didn't we?
No, not this
one. We talked about the plot that got thrown away.
Right.
Yeah, we talked about Forrest Gump 2, the actual sequel that like didn't get made. But this movie is Steven Spielberg. It's all stagnant. It stays in one the whole, so you are the wall in this family's home throughout a generation, like a whole family growing up and even probably previous generations.
So it's one camera shot?
One solid camera shot the whole time, apparently.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, that seems like it's going to be kind of boring. But if it's like a play, then it's like, okay, if you think of it as a play, it should be good. But it looks interesting. The de-aging stuff is going to be tricky because it's going to be a lot of it.
The trailer looked bad. Yeah. Like, if you can't get good clips for the trailer.
Yeah, like, I don't know why they're trying so hard to do that de-aging stuff.
I want to watch Forrest Gump mixed with Polar Express.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, true.
You know, with those Polar Express eyes.
Speaking of movies, though,
yeah,
you see that movie trailer called, what's it called, Afraid?
Ooh, no, I don't think so.
So do you remember that Disney movie Smart House?
Yeah, love it. Kids love it.
Like that, but terrifying.
Oh, no.
And it's
Smart House is pretty terrifying.
I know, but this is like, now, especially with like Alexa and AI and stuff, it's like this new AI device that they like put in their home and it's like attached to all their phones and stuff. And it becomes like, it thinks it's their mother.
Oh, man.
And like, it did one thing, like part of the trailer was like, this kid was like bullied at school or something. And he was talking with the AI thing. And it's like, I'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. And then apparently this AI made the person that was bullying them, their car crashed and they like died and stuff. And like, I took care of it for you. They won't hurt you anymore. And he's like, did you kill them?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like Smart House, but like a horror.
I love it. That's going to be a fun movie. Yeah. That's also the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Guys, we saw Quiet Place day one.
How was that?
Rate it. I thought it was amazing.
Rate it.
I gave it 7.2.
Yeah, I like 7.6.
So a good experience, just not as good as the other ones.
Yeah, it's like out of the world. So I guess it's just like, if you approach it knowing it's in the same world, but just completely different than the other two movies, it's just exciting to be back in that.
Does it feel realistic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It scared the smack out of me.
Because the logistics of it, when I saw the trailer, like when it starts like in New York or whatever, it would take them forever to realize to be quiet. Well, I feel like for a while. So it's like, because it would be chaos. Like, and so like, and you're just attracting.
That's what I thought. But they explain why everyone went quiet.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Because that was one of the things. I love that premise of just like, let's see where it began. Like, that's what I thought. Yeah. They screwed up with The Purge or something. You know, they just like, you could just show us the very first time, because that's probably like the most relatable thing we can have is something that like could possibly happen, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think they could have made it better and it would have been a 10.
Who's in it?
It's the lady from Us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Lupita's. Yeah. I can't remember her last name.
That's pretty much it as far as people I recognize.
Yeah, but the whole cast was really phenomenal and like very scary. I guess maybe that franchise particularly scares me because I know how impossible it would be for our family to survive.
Our freaking girl was so loud.
Be quiet. Hey, be quiet. He's right.
No, quiet.
Hey, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's just, you gotta realize.
Yeah, we would be in trouble.
Dunzo.
Yeah, here's something for you to think about. If your kids are being loud, obviously you keep your kids with you, but do you endanger the rest of your crew or do you split off on your own?
Split off.
Yeah, split. I want to be killed in a blast.
That's the way I want to go.
Or survive.
No, we're talking about in the quiet world.
Yeah, they keep bombing everybody. I just kill me in one of those.
You just run toward the bombs. I was like, that has nuclear. Like, it blew up. There's probably nuclear stuff. Okay, I'm gonna run.
Yeah.
Radiation.
I guess it's like really fast. Like, they just like take your head off and like slice you. You're done like instantly.
Just keep blinking. Wow. Scary. Run. I'll get you. I can't wait for Long Legs to come out. That scary movie that has Nicolas Cage as a serial killer or the bad guy, I guess. I don't know. Because the thing is, it was so cool. They dropped teasers. They had nothing about the movie at all. They dropped four like 30-second trailers that are just, you have no idea what's happening, but it's so scary. They said nothing about it, and now they're dropping it in 2 weeks. And it's like,
sick.
The coolest thing. They're just, the marketing was genius on it. Looks like a really good horror movie. And that new M. Night Shyamalan movie coming out?
Yeah.
That I can't wait for,
what
dude.
What about Nosferatu?
Was that?
What? What? Not like a spell.
Nosferatu! It's a, we saw the trailer. It's got William Dafoe and all. It's a classic horror film that they're remaking. It looks very scary.
I think I've seen screenshots of that. Yeah.
I've never seen the original. All I know is the context from SpongeBob when they are staying overnight. Mr. Krabs wants to make the Krusty Krab an overnight restaurant, mm-hmm. and the lights keep turning on and off, and they go, Nosferatu, and it cuts to a really scary picture.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like the end of the episode.
I can't remember that.
I remember being a kid, like, paralyzed with fear.
When the trailer came on in the movie theater, Lily goes, Josh, cover your eyes.
like a little kid. Yes.
And I did. I go,
oh,
did
no.
You have to did you have to lick your fingers first because you had chocolate and stuff?
I can't. I got butter on them.
Okay. Just wipe them off real quick.
That
is so funny.
You guys want to hear a history fact that I heard, and it made me not feel so good about our independence?
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Because
on the 4th,
we should let them know we are. This is the July 4th. Even this comes out later.
But. Yeah, we are filming this on July 4th. We talked about this already.
Yeah,
right?
We did.
Yeah. So this guy I follow on TikTok, he's a professor of history. I forget at which university, but the way he tells history is just like captivating. Mm. But he's talking about the Revolutionary War, and there was no reason for the United Kingdom or the British to surrender because their army was vastly bigger than ours. They could have won easily. I mean, we were kicking their butts in a lot of ways. But one of the reasons, which you could probably argue the reason that they surrendered, was in 1763, so like 10 years prior mm-hmm. to the Declaration of Independence, the British signed a thing called the Royal Proclamation with the Native Americans, which basically gave them territory from the Appalachian Mountains to the Mississippi. And so like a huge chunk of the U.S. and the British are like, we won't touch that. But the British were making money off America by the cotton and tobacco plantations. But the way that they were farming, they completely destroyed the soil. Mm-hmm. And so they couldn't farm anymore.
How do you do that?
Just
you get all the nutrients out.
Jeez. Yeah. So what they did was they surrendered to the U.S., but the treaty stated that basically the British could still... Oh, here it is. The surrender treaty they signed specifically allowed the British to stay economically in the U.S. And so what they did was when they surrendered, they no longer had claim over America. And then they just waited for America to take over the Native American land because that treaty with the Native Americans was void.
Yeah.
So they went, did a bunch of farming, and then the British came in and were buying up farm and or they bought farm plots basically in the U.S. And so they're able to continue.
So they owned them, or that we leased them to, like,
no, they owned
actually
them.
Owned them.
Yeah, because they were still involved economically within the U.S.
Okay,
and so I'm just like, did they just drop out because they're just waiting for
the payoff?
Yeah,
interesting.
Wow,
I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of like, so like their motive would have been like, so they would, they're thinking long game wise, like, hey, we're gonna make more money. We may not lose, like, we really don't, maybe don't want this land or something. Yeah. They can have it. But at least we can make money off of them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm going to look up how many British people died in the Revolutionary War.
At least two.
At least.
At least two.
At least two.
Mel got most of them.
Yeah.
Not saying that we didn't freaking kick butt, but their military, they didn't even use all their military.
No, there's got to be strategy. I mean, there's like, if you do see yourself losing, or maybe like, hey, like, is this war worth fighting?
Yeah.
Compared to what we want?
Yeah.
Because we already got our own thing going on. We're already separated. So it's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And think of like their production line of cotton, tobacco, and other stuff that they're growing in the U.S. probably halted during the war.
Yeah.
And so they were probably struggling economically in the U.K.
Yeah.
Because they're dependent on tobacco and cotton for trade with all their other countries, surrounding countries. So they're like, well, we need to get this back on track.
And they probably paid. I mean, I don't know about that. Back in that day, I don't think anyone was getting paid to the workers, but...
Well, no, that was another thing, too, is that they... So, shortly after the Revolutionary War, the UK abolished slavery. So, that means that they couldn't use slave labor in the US, but the US continued using slave labor. So, they were able to profit off of free labor in the US.
Yeah, so that's my thing. It's like, so they probably were just making... hand over fist and money, just mm-hmm. and they're using workers that are already there.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, they're literally just profiting.
Golly. If that's true, I'm willing to bet that they went in initially to win. And then once they realized the defeat, they found a smarter way to do it. Because I looked up the average size of the British army or the British military in the 1700s. So this is ranging from 1710 to 1790 was 54,000 soldiers.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. But in the Revolutionary War, it's estimated, and they admit it's hard to get this figure.
Sure.
But they estimated that 24,000 British soldiers were killed or that's injured or missing.
Half the army.
So they lost half their army in the Revolutionary War.
Dang.
So it's probably two factors.
Oh, yeah. I bet these are both true. They were like, we're going to crush you. And then, I mean, you send half your army that far from your nation. They're like,
well, also they had to occupy the rest of their empire, right? So like in India and parts of Africa. And
But that's just bad perspective. It's like you look at your army, you're like, oh, it's half empty. It's like, it's half full as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know? That's true. That's
Come on,
true.
Send them boys.
Yeah. Speaking of sending them boys.
Don't say it.
I will. We got that. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Josh, I need you to give me the first genre that pops into your head.
Red Army Choir.
What is that?
It's like Russian communist music.
Hey guys, we just want to let you know that SundayCool.com has all the greatest apparel and all the greatest things that you could possibly need to represent your business, your church, or your group. It's absolutely incredible. And we want you guys to go to SundayCool.com because that's what pays the bills. This is where we work, and it's why it keeps the lights on. So the more you support us, the more you support Sunday Cool. Thank you so much, guys. Go to SundayCool.com. Josh, what's going on?
What's your problem? What are you doing? We're doing the ad read. Let's switch chairs so we can get back to it. Switch chairs.
You know there's a tear in your shorts.
I hope.
That's terrible.
I hurt my head.
You were screaming pretty loud. Okay. Want a girl with a lap? Josh!
You're so good at this, dude. It scares me how good you are.
I know.
It scares me, man.
I know.
And what you did during that ad scared me as well.
I know. And I'm sorry.
I recognize your apology. I don't know if I'm ready to accept it, and I'll let you know when I am.
Okay.
But you honestly scared me.
I'm sorry.
Andy, we gotta press on for our viewers.
I'm doing it because it's your birthday.
We've got a Patreon that people pay for.
I know.
People subscribe to our YouTube channel. They want to see this content. So, Smiles, do it for them. I know he wronged you, but do it for them.
Smiles. Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on our mind.
I was really confused on what you were doing. I was like,
I knew we had time for it, but I didn't know.
Okay. If you had to live in a book realm, could be a series, whatever, but you're only a minor character. You don't affect the plot whatsoever.
Okay. Observer, spectator.
Or just living.
Yeah. Okay.
Which do you choose? There are right and wrong answers.
Oh, I thought you were going to give us options. A? No. Just all your favorite ones? Oh, that is so tough.
I got mine.
That is a tough one.
So you live in a book world.
It could be a series, right?
It could be a series. Yeah, okay. You live in a book
universe,
and you get to pick like kind of the character, the situation in the book.
I would suspect, yes.
I'm just gonna go for like a random character. I don't care what it. I just want to be me, but in this world, right?
Are you talented at all in this world?
No.
Wait,
in this world, or in the next one?
Okay, Andrew, you go first. It's your birthday.
I'm gonna say a hobbit in the Shire who's been completely oblivious to all the Middle Earth stuff.
Sick.
Oh man!
If I was thinking that, I would want to be an elf in Rivendell.
But they always were like fighting stuff off.
Yeah,
the hobbits literally just gardened, fished, and ate.
That's true.
Very peaceful.
I'm gonna say the Bible
and drank ale. I was gonna say the Bible.
I'm gonna say the Bible.
That, I'm not gonna
because that's the correct
life.
Answer.
I know, but it's still a book.
You want to live in the Bible when like it's like very treacherous timing in history.
Follow Jesus. Get to see what everything that Jesus does. Yeah.
Get to die.
I would say where the wild things are. Cool. I want to be the king of where the wild things are.
Cool.
I've always wanted to live on that island. Let the wild rumpus begin.
Nice.
Let the wild rumpus start.
It is start. It does sound better begin. I almost always say begin when I read it. It feels weird. Let the wild rumpus start. It's like begin is such a better word to end it on.
No, I like it.
Okay.
I go commence.
I would do the giving tree.
Dang.
And I would be the tree.
Interesting.
Okay. Mm. I'm a Harry Potter Hufflepuff.
Okay.
I'm picking Diary of Anne Frank.
Mm.
What the heck? I'm kidding. Answer seriously.
Okay, where the wild things are. That's my real answer. That or a Dr. Seuss book would be awesome.
I was thinking of the Dr. Seuss. That would be fun.
Just like a blue fish, two fish. Like you're just walking around in the most insane universe.
You guys are silly, silly boys.
I mean, I don't read it.
I don't know.
The most like fiction books I read are true crime, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to hang out with Ted Bundy.
I guess. The Circle trilogy.
That's what I was thinking you would choose, but there's a lot of peril.
But maybe the part at the very beginning where everything's all good.
Yeah, you can choose what part.
That part.
What do they call it? The Colored Forest?
The Colored Forest. It's very cool.
The girls have never seen The Lion Witch and the Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe. But we're going to try to see if they like that. But that, I feel like that would be a pretty cool universe too.
That would be cool.
Dude, talk about the evolution of an actor. To go from Mr. Tumnus to Split.
Dude.
Oh, I know. I guess that. I don't know.
That's a good question, though.
That is a good question.
Everyone needs to drop their comments below I'm really interested because there's probably books that I'm just not even thinking about. Obviously, Harry Potter would. Like, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Because that'd be so fun.
That's so cliche.
I know.
Shut up.
That's the easiest answer, I feel like. But there's got to be some, like a Calvin and Hobbes book. You just got to hang out with Calvin and Hobbes all day.
Not interested.
Hardy Boys.
Oh, I got it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Or The Boxcar Children.
What are the ones when they morph into an animal?
Unlocking some memories right now.
What are the ones that they turn into an animal? Like Animorph or something like that? Yeah. That one was crazy. I just looked at the covers and never read them.
Or Goosebumps.
Dude, did you?
No.
Goosebumps would be cool.
I'm going to cut to my mouth because I literally said goo as you were saying Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to read those.
Me either.
No?
Yeah. No.
Man, I remember solid.
We went on like a kid's church trip and a kid pulled one out and it was like he pulled out corn.
Or witchcraft. All right, Andrew, give us a thing.
Yo, drop that beat, Andrew.
It's Andrew's birthday and he's gonna show us
a reel.
Right now.
See, as soon as I go into the normal lyrics, you change it up.
It's his birthday.
I know, but give me a wink or something. Give me a look.
I looked at you.
No, show me your, hey, we're going to change the lyrics. Look, you didn't do that.
I'm sorry.
Do a better look next time. There we go. Next time you do that, I'll know.
Okay. Don't click it, Lily.
Okay.
So I have actually gotten prepared and compiled a series of short little shocking things. So,
all right. So, click on the video, but don't push play.
Sound matters, kind of.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one. Click.
Ew.
Oh, what?
I thought, is that a potato? That looks like a potato.
What is that? A fish?
It's a robot. That's a fake thing.
This girl's dad does animatronics, and he made her a live potato. This says, this fleshy pink smiling face is made from live human skin cells and was created as a part of an experiment to let robots show emotion.
I don't like it at all. Skin tissue or skin cells? Oh,
that's literally.
Oh my gosh. Make it look.
How's that for cramps of the century?
Oh. Are they cramps or his?
No, he's cramping.
Oh. It looks like he just broke.
Get that man a banana.
Needs some milk.
Didn't know this was a thing. A live Florida fighting conch.
Conch, yeah.
Oh. Ew!
I didn't know they had those things on them.
I mean, maybe that's fake. And then this is crazy.
I've seen
this. This is a true story.
Dude.
3-year-old flown into the sky after getting caught in a kite at a Taiwanese kite festival.
And it was wrapped around her neck.
Did she die?
No, she's fine. But golly, how scary would that be?
Yeah, literally, I cut this down. It was longer.
Dude, that's so scary.
Dude, what? It's not around her neck, is it?
No, it is, but she's fine. She's fine.
Yeah, they took her to the hospital. No injuries.
Yeah, so you can laugh at it. Do you remember the video? Do you guys tell me, you've all seen it, whenever they were rescuing this, it was this older lady that was like on a mountain, and they put her in a gurney, and they're helicoptering her out, and the guy was on there, and she kept spinning. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Wait, say that again?
Granny was on a gurney, and she was getting a helicopter lifted. Yeah. And it just keeps spinning, dude, like a helicopter, dude. Like, it was wild.
It was a fast spin.
Dude, it was what? I can't imagine.
It gave me anxiety watching it.
She was hitting G's, bro, yeah, for sure.
Would you jump off?
I would try to jump off.
You're strapped. Talk about the panic, dude. Claustrophobia.
Oh, can that kill you from spitting that fast?
Yeah, sure.
Brain damage, at least.
It pulls blood away from certain areas, so you're starved of blood.
Yeah, do it a certain amount of time. How do you stop that, though?
That's what I'm saying. How do you
put a ceiling fan?
How do you eventually put the person down?
Dude, that's terrifying.
Just got to drop her and start over.
All right, dude, you got, like, move your hand with it. Like, catch it.
Like, literally just like a ceiling fan, just trying to catch at the right moment.
Speaking of something terrifying.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear something terrifying?
Please. I want it.
Have you guys ever heard of the prophecy of the popes?
Oh, boy.
No, I have not heard of that.
Okay. Yeah, no. I just came across this. We'll put the documentary link in the description. We'll have to try to remember that.
Yeah.
But I watched this documentary. Crazy. So this book was found in the Vatican archives in the 1500s, and it was authored by, what the author said his name was Malachi of Armagh, which he was a saint from like the 1100s or something.
This is the guy who wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was a saint in Ireland, I think. They said that he was like the first Catholic to go to Ireland. But this book has 111 cryptic phrases, and it's all written in Latin, and basically it predicted the every single pope from, what was the first one? The first one being Pope Sixtus the Fifth? No, sorry. Pope Celestine the Second in 1143, all the way to our current Pope, Pope Francis.
No way.
Yeah.
How did they even know they existed?
Well, it's called the Prophecy of the Popes. And so basically what it is, it's like it would give some cryptic definition or characteristic of a pope.
Yeah.
And it was all in order. But the scary thing is, after Pope Francis, the last one, it just says, what does it say? Sorry, hold on. My notes, I typed it
keep
so fast.
Keep you in suspense, will ya?
It said,
Josh, what did it say?
Hold on.
Tell me!
Josh, I need to know. Crap. I'm scared, Josh.
What did it say? It?
Who's outside? Who's knocking at the door? They're here, Josh.
Okay. Ends in a paragraph stating the end of the papacy, which is the end of the popes, the destruction of Rome, and Judgment Day.
Oh, gosh.
It literally ends after Pope Francis?
Yes.
That's
and
fun.
What's, I can't get into all the detail because there's so much in it that's like freaky of how precise it was.
Yeah.
But then the argument is also, because the cardinals, they choose the next pope, right?
Right.
So could they have used this book to choose a pope with the characteristics of that pope?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like it influenced their decision making.
And what's wild is that this prophecy of the popes predicted that it was Pope. I have 20 million popes written on it. There's so many. Was it John? Who was before Francis? It was Pope John.
John Paul?
Pope John the 23rd. No. Sorry. Pope Benedict? Yes. Wait. Jeez. I'm so sorry.
Eggs Benedict.
Can someone look up the Pope before Pope Francis?
Someone quick.
Pope Benedict. Oh yeah, okay,
Pope
it is.
Benedict.
Yeah, Pope Benedict the 15th. It said that he would step down and that the final pope would come into power and he would be the last pope. That's what this book basically said.
And then it's the end.
Yeah, but what's so weird is that Pope Benedict the 15th stepping down as pope, because you remember when that happened?
Yeah.
What?
16th.
Okay.
16th chapel.
Pope Benedict the 16th, when he stepped down, that was the first time in Roman Catholic history that a pope stepped down.
Yeah.
And that was just, it shocked the world. Like, what's going on?
Because they usually die in their papacy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did he do it for?
It was a scandal, wasn't it?
No, they said it was like health reasons. Like, he felt like he wasn't capable of leading the Roman Catholic Church. It was super weird. But what was the creepiest thing that I saw was that there's this place right outside the Vatican called St. Paul's Basilica.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that's where the Apostle Paul is buried.
Oh.
So they built like a church around it. But inside St. Paul's Basilica, bordering the whole inner sanctuary is every single pope, like a picture of every single pope, starting with Peter, like the Apostle Peter, going to Pope Francis. But what's weird is that there's only a certain amount of markers to where you can put a picture.
And they're filled.
There's one left after Pope Francis.
So they're following this thing.
No, that like it's.
I'm saying they're following. They're following the prophecy. Like if it's they're following the prophecy, they would only know. They know how many popes they have left.
Potentially,
so,
yeah.
So they're planning. Like they must know something.
Yeah. Throughout the papacy, like the whole history of the papacy, a lot of popes discredited it. And they're like, this is hogwash. And a lot of popes are like, this is legit.
Yeah.
But they have always said that once that last slot is filled, it'll be the end of the world. That's what, so all these popes.
So we have one more pope.
Potentially.
They're saying there's one more pope.
Or the Antichrist.
Yeah. Or the Antichrist.
Or the pope is.
Or the pope is.
Interesting, because so the people back then building those temples and stuff had to have been following that or got a similar prophecy or an idea or whatever.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know how I feel about that.
What's also very crazy is within the Prophecy of Popes, that book, he did something very cryptic within it, and it was the Pope right in the middle, halfway through. His line says, Axel in the midst of a sign. So basically, like, this is the middle of the sign, and they interpret sign as being, like, a prophecy or the end of the prophecy.
Yeah.
And what he predicted in some part of the book, he said basically the time it took to go from the first pope that he wrote about to the second pope or the halfway mark pope was 422 years. So from the first one that he wrote about to the middle one was 422 years. And he's saying from the middle one to the end, another 422 years will be the end of the world.
Mm.
And if you do 422 years from the middle pope, which was 1585, that year is 2027.
Dang!
No way.
Yeah.
And weird.
Gets even weirder. So this guy, not a guy, this one pope, Pope John the 23rd, claimed to be a prophet. And he said that the end of the world would happen 2,000 years plus the day that Christ or the plus Christ's life. So 2000 years plus
33,
you'd think, right? But Pope Benedict the 16th wrote a book about Jesus's birth and claimed that Jesus was not born in the year zero, but actually 6 years prior to that.
So
yeah, they say it's before
27.
So 27. So that adds up to 2027 as well.
Cash out on your retirement.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
The documentary, I mean, it's insane of like all these connections and stuff. And a lot of these scholars don't think that Malachi of Armagh wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
They actually suspect that Notre Dame wrote the book, which is, if you know anything about Notre Dame, he did that basically all these prophecies and stuff.
Okay.
Who was also Roman Catholic. And so it's a weird, weird thing.
Yeah, that's a weird thing just be laying around in your library.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I bet they got a lot of weird stuff in there.
It makes me wonder what's the oldest stuff they have in there. And also, when did it start? Because you said the 1500s. So it's like, they started a long time ago.
It in the 1500s.
But so when did the library start?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's got to be wild, man. That's so crazy.
Yeah, I did a terrible job explaining it.
No, I followed you completely. That was
there's
great.
There's so many popes written down on these notes.
No, that's fine. I think that is, that's something that's really I mean, we'll tell in the next couple of years. I like that it's not that far off. That it's like, hey, in next year's lifetime, you know.
Dude, Ninjas or Butterflies could be a podcast that goes into the end of time.
I mean, could. That's the plan till Jesus comes back.
But the Vatican, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The original one was built in 333 CE.
Wow. AD.
333. But this new basilica they have was built in the 1500s.
How did the Pope thing start? Do we know the origin of that?
They claim that Peter was the first Pope.
Yeah, but like I'm just saying, like where it comes from, like I mean, just all of the traditions of the Pope of the Vatican, like it makes me wonder, like where it all comes from.
I mean, Rome.
Yeah,
yeah. So like when Rome became a Christian nation, they started the Roman Church of Christians, right? But it turned into the Roman Catholic Church.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't.
I like the take that the Roman Empire was never destroyed; it became a church.
Yeah.
I like that take.
That's a good take.
It's a good take. You should take it.
It's took.
It's a two Pope take.
Consider it taken.
I just find it weird that they say it's 2027 and then all this stuff that's happening all around the world.
Yeah.
Threat of World War III, red heifers, Ark of Covenant being found potentially.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We've had our time.
2027, baby.
Hey, it's not that far down the road.
Here we go.
Buckle up, baby.
I don't know about you guys, but I've never been so at peace regarding the second coming. And I think it's because reading that Circle Trilogy book series and Imagine Heaven.
Yeah. Also just the security. It's just like, he's like, I got you. Like I got you. Like, you're good. Just trust it. Day by day. You're fine.
There's also a documentary that you guys need to watch, and it was fascinating and terrifying.
What was the name of that one first?
It was just on YouTube.
Okay.
Prophecy of the Popes.
Prophecy of the Popes. Okay, yeah, you said that. All right. What's the name of this new one?
It's called The Grab Documentary, and it's insane. This whole movie is about this investigative journalist who I messaged because I'm like, it would be so dope if he got on this podcast to talk about it. But he just goes down this rabbit hole and basically finds out that every country superpower, the new war is food and water. And it's talking about how China does not have enough water to grow food for their own country. So that's why they're going into Africa, into the US, and buying up farmland to send it back to feed their own country.
Store water. Wow.
Yeah. And it basically just shows how vulnerable our world is. But also how America is just like letting in all these different countries, like China, they did like Saudi Arabia, like buy up our farmland. The U.S. does not get any of it because they ship it back to their own countries. But what they're doing is depleting our resources and like our water and our soil and stuff. And it's insane. But it's a great documentary, very informative.
Well, also, it's just a gray area whenever we, like, if we ever do go to war, it's like, how does that work when you own property in the land that you're at war with?
No, for real. In the past, I mean, when World War II was happening, didn't we, like, making, like, encampments for, it was, like, super profiling?
Yeah, Japanese people.
Yeah, we, like, made encampments for them.
I learned about that. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Filipinos thrown in there, too.
That is not that long ago.
Yeah.
I know.
That's wild.
We make a lot of mistakes. We do.
What's also crazy, he brought up climate change quite a bit and how it will affect different regions of the world for being able to grow food.
But it's fake.
Who knows? I don't know. It's just getting hot.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
But he's basically talking about how Russia right now, they're, you know, like up there. And like the majority of Russia is like melting away. Mm. So it's producing this like rich grassland.
Wow.
And it talked about how Putin is heavily investing in cattle right now and actually hiring U.S. cattlemen to come live in Russia and continue growing the cattle farms.
Really?
Yeah. But it's showing how all these different countries like China and Russia, like a little bit behind the scenes, they're just like trying to grow their infrastructure of food and water.
I mean, isn't that literally what we just talked about, basically, like with the Native Americans and the British people?
Yeah.
It's like you have Americans now going over to Russia working on farms. And when it was the British, you know, that's so funny.
And also Ukraine is like one of the best spots in Eastern Europe for growing food.
Really?
It's like
particularly grain, you said. Yeah,
particularly grain. It's like they said that Ukraine produces like 23% of the world's grain.
And the world's grain.
Yeah, it's grain. Like they call it like the bread basket or something like that.
That's
like
what I was looking up. I was trying to remember.
There's a nickname for it.
I think that's it.
But then you think of like, okay, well then that was probably a reason that Russia is trying to take over Ukraine. It's like this whole thing of like gaining more control of food, you know? And it's like, it's just, it's a little creepy just thinking about like, they're not doing so much with like armies and like,
yeah,
like whatever. They're building up food.
They also know, like, they probably are saying, we are going to be going to war. And when we do that, we will need these things. We will need these resources. Also,
yeah, we're
going
to be cut off from
if we go to World War III, that's the scary thing is like, if America is so dependent on these other countries for food,
they cut us off. We no more daddy's money.
Yeah. It all started when he was put on a, he was supposed to investigate this whole company in the U.S. that is like the nation's largest pig distributor, sort of like pork. And this company in China bought this company for like $50 billion. And this guy, he had to go to Congress and stuff because Congress, the U.S. government's like, it's the Chinese government buying it. And he's like, no, it's not. And so they kind of just like, okay, well, it's not. This investigative journalist went to China to that company and was sitting with the board of directors for this company. They gave him this big old book and they just gave it to him because I guess they were excited about talking to him about the company and stuff. And then at the top it says, do not distribute in the United States. But he's like, I'm just going to take it with me.
Yeah.
So he took it and it's thousands of pages. And in it, it says that the company in America, this pork company, which produces 1 out of 4 pigs in America.
Whoa.
1 out of 4.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They bought it using the Chinese bank. And the Chinese bank is owned by the Chinese government.
Yeah.
And it basically said, the Chinese government owns this pork company now. And it's like...
out of 4 of American pigs are Chinese.
I'm not too worried about the pigs.
I'm sick of it.
Them things will duplicate themselves pretty dang quick in the woods.
Yeah, but one of the things is like how China's buying up all this farmland. They're using it like alfalfa and stuff, like hay and all this food.
Yeah.
They're using it to feed the pigs in, I think it's like Vermont or something, this pig company. They're growing their pig food here, feeding the pigs here in the U.S., and then shipping the pigs to China.
Literally using our resources.
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's where's the line of like the American dream? Come here, you know, like buy whatever you want, make your own money.
That's the problem.
But then it's like, benefit our country.
Yeah,
I know, but that's the problem.
But you have workers. We have workers. They're giving us jobs.
We're a capitalistic country, right? And so, like, there's not really laws put in place for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But now they're starting to pick up on it because I think Florida and Texas now they've put out this thing where the Chinese government cannot buy any farmland.
Mm-hmm.
Within the Florida and Texas and stuff.
Yeah. I was wondering like if they have like restrictions on that because it seems like you can either have one or the other or you have like a really restricted like process to go through to buy land if you like, I don't know, because that's just, that could be a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Another example was Saudi Arabia. At one point, Saudi Arabia was the nation's 5th largest grain producer and it's a desert country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they tapped into all their aquifers in the whole desert. They just pumped full water to grow this grain. Well, guess what? Aquifers ran out. And so what they've been doing is going to different nations, buying land to grow grain. And one of the places, an example, was in Arizona in the desert where they punched in, they bought like a crap ton of land. They tapped into the aquifers and they're sucking all the aquifer water up. And so all these surrounding homes around this farm, all of their wells are dry now.
They can't even use their tap.
But there's no law in this part of Arizona that restricts how much you can pump out of the aquifers.
There's no...
No law. And so these people, they're screwed.
That's great if it's an unlimited supply.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not the case.
Because it's in the desert in Arizona.
Yeah.
So there is a limited supply.
See, I know like environmentalists can get like stereotyped as one type of thing, but that's why like studies need to happen on stuff like that. Have you seen what they do in Hawaii with how they steal water? Because Hawaii has this whole thing where like people in the mountains trade with people who live by the sea. And so in the mountains, they're growing stuff in the sea. They're like, you know, fish and all of that. And they would trade. but there's a very like balanced ecosystem of like how the water flows from the mountain to the land. But what all these like big, you know, like food producing companies would do is they'd come in and they would literally, there'd be this whole indigenous like just ecosystem. They knew it was there and they would literally divert water and pump it into a field. And so completely like ruining all of the crops, all of the ecosystem, like people who were living on the land in a very healthy way.
All animal, all wildlife.
Yeah. That's, it's yeah. just, there's no more, like you think about how rice is grown, how taro is grown. It's like swampy kind yeah. of rows, literally just dried up. There's Jeez. No more water running down the mountain.
And what we were talking about yesterday, it just seems like, it's like, how do you rein all this back in? It's like, can you at any point, like, just like say, hey, everyone, let's just take a step back.
Well, he was saying there is hope.
Yeah.
Like we can create restrictions and laws to conserve like these aquifers and like whatever, but it's just like, that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. But you have to do it now.
Because these nations are at war for food and water. It's not, they're not going to be like, okay, yeah, you're right.
And our politicians right now in America are so distracted by stupid stuff. Like,
well, also they're profiting
or bought by.
Yeah. They're profiting off of selling this farmland and stuff.
True.
A little under the table. They also focus a lot on Zambia. And I talked to my brother about it a little bit because he lived in Zambia and was doing farming and stuff there. But what they're doing, it's so messed up. These countries, they form an LLC, but then this LLC is formed or owned by another LLC. And he's like, it's just a web of LLCs. So you can't track down who the country is. But what they're doing is they're hiring these South African white farmers who are typically pretty racist dudes. Not all of them, but that's just...
Yeah.
Going into these villages in Zambia, first going to the local government being like, hey, we want to buy this land, because these people in Zambia where they live, they've lived there for like hundreds and hundreds of years. So they don't have a deed to the land. It's just been passed down. And what they're doing is these South African farmers are coming with their bulldozers like, hey, we own this land. You have 20 minutes to pack up your house, and they're struggling to pack up, and then they just run over their homes and then plant farms.
What are we doing?
And it's like, it's the saddest thing. And he's like,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's terrible.
A humanitarian crisis.
Are we living in pre Book of Eli?
I think so.
Wolf.
We've come full circle since second episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Full circle.
Blind the whole time. Can you believe it?
Okay. I've been so blind.
That really does just feel like that's where it feels like if we get to the point where we're just fighting for food and water, like, man, that's going to be scary.
Yeah.
But it does make me feel like a lot less stress-free today, where it's like, okay, cool. If the end is coming, I'm not worried about it then. Yeah. You know, if I don't even have to worry about it 10 years from now. Cool. Perfect.
Do you know when I was in high school, I had a dream about the end of the world, and part of it was everyone was starving, and everyone was, they were like literally fighting over crates of bottles of water, mm-hmm. and they're literally using piles of cash to burn to keep warm. So like money didn't mean anything. The one thing that was everyone was trying to get was water, but they were also starving. And it was like a desert land.
I'm going to start just burying canned foods like in one area. Yeah. Just a bunch of canned beans or something, man.
Your dreams are so literal. Mine are like, it's like a fish talking to me about Polly Pocket. Dude,
I don't dream at all. Like, it weirds my wife out. She like tells me her dreams every morning. I'm like, I got literally nothing.
We should do a video on Patreon where I go through my dream journal.
Yeah.
Dude, 100%. People would love that. I
freak
did.
Freak everyone out.
I will. You'll get a kick out of this. I had a nightmare two nights ago. And guess who was the, and it was in my house. I heard noises like, and I like literally walking around the house. And guess what I saw rolling around in my house, walking around? Renesmee. The baby. With the long brown wavy hair.
From Twilight?
I would see things, and then suddenly I would turn around and she was at, like, by my kitchen door. Dude. It was so terrifying when I saw her. And I was like, why is Renesmee in my dream?
Dude, speaking of terrifying though, while sleeping,
yeah,
was it two nights ago, Ada was sleeping in the bed with me and I almost snapped her arm off. Because I was dead asleep, like dreaming.
Oh.
And then I felt this, a hand go right over my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
And I reacted like, oh, I was like, gosh, someone's trying to kill me.
Tap!
I grabbed her arm and I just threw her. I'm like, ah! And she's like, And she said, "Dad's scared."
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, "Oh my gosh, Ada, I'm so sorry." Dude, my heart's like, "Do, do, 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 do."
You're like the Wolverine, dude.
Dude, like, but I'm like, I must have been snoring or something.
Yeah.
She's just like, "Stop."
Shut up,
it scared me so much.
Just pinching your nose.
Dude, just imagine being asleep and you just feel
terrifying. Yeah. Absolutely terrifying. Yeah. Don't ever do that.
I was surprised at my reaction, though. Yeah. Like, it was so fast. It was like a.
Get away from me!
Who sent you?
Dad!
Just have her arm pinned behind her back.
Dad's scary!
Tap, tap.
Oh, but yeah.
That's so funny.
Scary times, scary.
Call for scary measures.
Yep.
That's what they say.
But you should watch the Grab documentary. Very good. I give it.
Where's it on?
I watched it on that.
Where's on?
Okay.
Pirating site.
Because we're pirates.
Because we're pirates, but you should buy it and support him.
Yeah, now we have to.
I'll actually buy
it. Yeah, now we have to.
I'll buy it because I'll watch it multiple times. I give it literally like a 9.8 out of 10.
That's Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah, as far as documentaries go. He's so good at his job and explaining things. Oh, dude, there's just so much. I'm forgetting, like I'm just now remembering.
Yeah.
Talking about like mercenaries and stuff and their involvement.
Uh-huh.
It's nuts. It gets crazy. So
dude, me and Kelsey have been locked in on Wi-Fi calls every now and then, and I just clicked one this morning. And I didn't really even see read the topic, but it started talking about possessions and stuff.
Oof.
And oh my goodness, the way he breaks it down of one. Like he brings it up like everything like makes you feel really weird. But then like there's a skeptic side to it that he brings in. But it's like, how do you explain, you know, these kids speaking dead languages?
Yeah,
it's like that feels off to me. Yeah. And so I don't want to dive into that. But that was just like he does such a good job. Explaining everything, and there's like it's just incredible. Like,
yeah,
and his community loves him. It's crazy.
He makes some really awesome videos.
I don't know what it, I would love to know what his research is. Like, how does he have a team? He's got to have a team.
I think he has a team
because there's no way he can. I mean, that would take forever.
Yeah, he was talking about the one I saw recently. It was crazy. It was about like the CIA and like what they've or no, it was DARPA. What mm-hmm. DARPA has done, which is that technology weapon company that say they're 20 years ahead of us and stuff, basically what they've done throughout history and how it's they literally use humans and don't care if they live or die just to test out stuff.
Yeah.
And he talked about like the Vietnam War and the chemicals that they used on them and
mm-hmm.
terrible stuff. And then he got like mad at the end of it because he was talking about his father-in-law who fought in Vietnam.
Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm. Agent Orange. Yep. And they would spray it this chemical called Agent Orange. They would spray it over the forest in Vietnam and it would kill all the trees, but also giving everyone just terrible cancer and just all these crazy, crazy things.
Jeez.
But his father-in-law was affected by Agent Orange and has cancer and stuff today.
Oh and my gosh. I've never heard of that.
It's not just a couple guys. It's like if you were it's around villages. It. Well, I'm talking like the people
administered. U.S. soldiers.
Yeah, like, because like, yeah, it decimates everything. It's a chemical. And then you go in and you're walking through it all. So you're literally getting all the exposure.
But I've never heard of that. That's absolutely wild.
During the Geneva Convention, right, they banned chemical warfare.
Right.
And the U.S. is like, okay, yeah, but that's not a chemical. It's a pesticide, I think they said.
I don't remember.
Or herbicide. I forget.
Yeah.
And so they just can continue using it.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
They can do whatever they want.
Dude, the stuff they used in that war, was like the flamethrower stuff.
Yeah.
I forget what is that? What are they using? It's obviously not just gas. I forget what.
Yeah.
Like propane or something? I don't know.
No.
Oh, it's a liquid. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a liquid because it sticks. And so, but they would like clear foxholes just.
Dude, that's gnarly. A rabbit hole I go down a ton of just seeing those like the Vietnam traps and stuff. They were so stinking creative, dude.
Yeah.
Like I saw one that was just like a shotgun shell or something, or like just a bullet with a tiny nail. And so all they had to do was just step on it and it would just go straight up. And it's like,
yeah,
so smart and so scary.
Dude, I would love to have a Vietnam vet on the pod to like talk through some of this stuff.
That'd be cool. We have Clarissa's Bradford's friend was in the Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
He flew in Vietnam.
We need to have Bradford on here anyway, though.
And him.
Yeah, because he saved Danny. He was on this search team for Danny.
Philippidus.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be. Shout out to all the Vietnam vets.
And veterans generally.
Yeah.
On our Independence Day.
I want to show you guys.
It's also the 100th anniversary of the Caesar salad.
I saw that TikTok. That's hilarious. Was so funny.
I love a good Caesar. Have you seen the Caesar salad chick? The chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, dude, Luby. She's at Barstool now, dude. Yeah, she is so funny.
She's so funny.
Chicken Caesar salad.
is the best.
We need to talk about I think every episode we're going to talk about Dylan Page now.
We have to now. We have to talk about the news. We have to talk about the Supreme Court ruling too as well after this, maybe.
Okay. Real quick. Yeah. Well, the Dylan Page thing was the video that we saw yesterday was that he was invited by NATO to come out to the NATO summit, which is being held at the White House this year.
The 75th annual NATO summit.
Yeah. And I'm just like, dude.
And it's like, listen, come on. There's no way we wouldn't go. But also, if someone was accusing us of being like, you know, like paid by the government or something, we would say something. We would talk about it.
But it also talked about how this, it says in the thing that the CIA will have to do a background check on them. And I'm like, dude, if they did a background check on us, if they just watch one episode of this, especially our song where we talk about the CIA.
CIA, killed JFK, we will avenge you. Now, when you said avenge you, what did you mean by that?
Nothing, really. Dude,
RFK reaches out to us to be a part of his campaign and lead his rallies by performing that song.
I want you to be a part of mine.
But there's this other guy. We've talked about him before. His TikTok is called Beauty Marked, M-R-K-D.
Okay.
But he's the one that is the grandson of the CEO of BlackRock. Mm-hmm. But he says that he hates BlackRock and his grandfather, who's the CEO.
Yeah. Yes.
But he does a ton of conspiracy stuff. He's the one that put me on the whole DEW in Hawaii stuff.
Dude, what can we get him on here?
But he was also invited.
Oh.
And he says, do they even know what I talk about? He's like, why are they inviting me?
Yeah.
But he's
where's
like,
our invite?
He's like, I'm not going. I'm see, like, why would you not go?
You got to go. That's the thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, I understand protests and stuff, but like when certain NBA players didn't want to go visit the White House and like when Donald Trump was there, it's like, you want to give him a piece of your mind. You have like a captive audience.
Just because you go doesn't mean you agree with it. You know?
Absolutely not. No.
It's like an investigative journalist.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's just, I think that's wild to me that you like would ever just say, oh, I'm never going to have this person on my show. It's like, I don't think there's anybody that we wouldn't have on the show just to, if we really wanted to ask them real questions and they wanted to be honest, like, why not?
A no is a shut door, and then there's no opportunity after that, you know?
Yeah. So Vladimir, open invitation, bud.
Vladdy.
Right next to Lil.
So when Andy was telling me about Dylan Page yesterday, and so I asked him, I was like, how much would you have to be offered to go and guarantee you're going to speak positively about it?
I wouldn't do that.
Here's my take.
Any money in the world.
Here's my take. I think if they ask you and make it plain that you have to be compliant with their agenda, I think your options are agree or they find kitty corn.
Yeah.
Ooh, gosh.
No, I know. I wonder the same thing. They're trying to
buy you. And if you're like, I can't be bought, they're like, well, you're gone.
Yeah.
I would be fearful of the same thing.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That doesn't mean sell out. Like, it's just, you know.
I'll say it in a very monotone way then. You should really support this cause.
Sound like me.
Yeah.
You don't sound excited.
The Supreme Court ruling, the immunity thing.
Yeah.
You hear about this? I don't really fully understand it.
And I don't get it. I don't understand how the Supreme Court, I don't know how it all works.
The problem is I think we do understand it and
Or is it that absurd?
And we're like, there's no way that's what it means. You know what I mean?
So are we talking about the Trump thing?
No.
Or whoever.
It's presidential candidates.
Right.
They can act on any official act is like, and it's, they didn't define what an official act is, but if they have an official act that goes beyond the legal bounds, the president is immune any like litigation or anything.
And that is crackhead ruling.
Do you guys remember Psych, that TV show? Do you remember the episode where he's like, I have immunity? And it's like a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's literally what...
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It sounds like.
But what was weird was, what's his face on TikTok?
I don't know. I can't find the video.
I found it.
It was Philip DeFranco?
Yeah, Philip DeFranco. He was talking about the immunity thing, and he mentioned about how now Biden can send SEAL Team 6 to go assassinate President Trump.
and it'd be completely legal.
And it's, yeah,
that's how he opened the video. I was like, what?
And it's like, okay, well, that's crazy. But
what
then
a hook.
This kid, Harry Sisson, I think, or Sisson.
Yeah.
He's this young TikTok kid who's like definitely bought out by the Democratic Party, but he says that he's not. Definitely is.
Yeah.
He tweeted, according to the Supreme Court, Biden can now send SEAL Team 6 to take them out. He could send the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. And it's like, okay, why are we
why,
all saying
why
this
are we
very
both
specific
saying this
thing?
It's oddly specific.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it's super strange.
Maybe
I don't
it's
know.
Philip DeFranco is bought out and it's the same narrative coming.
Oh, they, yeah, they're
that's
telling,
possible.
Or they say everyone, hey, you know, they send out a mass text, like how those news have the same
well,
script
would,
and stuff.
That, yeah, that would make sense, right? If they're bought out by the Democratic Party, they give them a script to say certain things.
No,
well, I mean,
crazy.
I think this is our fault because we like outed their plan with Boeing. That was what was going to happen. Now they had to do this.
That's true.
Just make it look
that's
like
an true.
Accident.
So people that support Trump are like, oh, this is great because now he's not going to be whatever. He's not a convicted felon. However, it also redeems the Hillary situation, which was swept
everything.
Under her
yeah, exactly. Yep.
This
and
is
like,
not right.
Yeah, like Richard Nixon. Like you think like the precedent that it sets, it's like, okay, so what are we saying
it's,
here?
You're basically setting, it's actually exactly what Vladimir Putin has done. Like for himself, has made these laws and regulations that protects him and keeps him president forever.
Well,
basically.
What would our founding fathers say right now?
They would be,
dude.
Can I say that?
No.
No.
Oh. They would be really mad. They would.
But also, like, how young were our forefathers? I heard one of them was like 18 or something. Like, it's, like, it's like, imagine starting a country when you're 18.
Yeah, I mean, they're like in their rules. 20s and 30s.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what? I've always assumed they're like 60-year-old men who've been wise beyond their years.
Yeah, we're talking
experience
about
experience throughout the land. And it's like, nope, they just barely graduated.
And we make fart jokes.
What makes it even better is they were all about 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah.
Bunch of posers. I could beat them up. Wait, you remember, I could beat up the forefathers. Is that what you're telling me?
My forefather could beat up your forefather.
No.
No.
I don't have a forefather.
Never had a forefather. But yeah, the immunity thing, it seems like it's being set up. That's like, it sounds like what a dictator would do.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, how does that thing come to the Supreme Court, or is it they just sit down and they make the decision? Like, I don't know. How is that presented?
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Like, and it's just.
But I hate know. How people are just like, oh, well, this is all because the guys that ruled for it are supporters of Trump. It's like, it doesn't matter if it's Trump or whoever. It's any president.
Yeah.
We're talking legal precedent being set.
But also, like, Trump, Biden, whoever you're poking for, like, it was.
Picking and poking for.
Who you're voting for. If you like how people were like raking Donald over the coals for being a felon or something like that, but it's like now any president could be a felon.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but it's not felon because it's not on paper.
It doesn't make any sense. It's craziness. Why in a country so esteemed in the world with hundreds of millions of people living in it, are we reduced to this pairing, but also now opening ourselves up to more liability in the future that anybody that can run can be a felon. Yeah. Why would we elect that?
And also just not define what is an official act. Like what is it? Like you can deem anything an official act. Like
was that the Chevron thing?
No, like that's part of the Supreme Court ruling.
Yeah.
Like anything that's deemed an official act is, you know, they're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Not illegal.
I officially pulled the fire alarm at the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
It was my official act. My official act was to take a dump on the White House lawn.
What would be your first official act as president, Josh?
I would.
That has to be illegal now, but it's not illegal because you're a president.
Not pay taxes.
Get all my money back in taxes.
Yeah.
I would establish a national spam musubi day.
Nice.
Ooh.
Did you hear what Trump?
What day would you pick?
Oh, I don't know.
Your birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't want to take away from the grand gas station and the slushy. Yeah. 7-Eleven.
I get that.
Your birthday is 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
That's my papa's birthday.
Hey.
Aw.
We should share a slushy.
It's also the gas station.
He died.
I figured.
Way to bring it up.
Dang. Did you hear what Trump said that he would do if he became president? Since 2026 will be the 250th anniversary of America. Mm-hmm. He was going to do a year-long United States celebration and it would end on July 4th. So like it would be a year long recognition of celebrating 250 years and doing a American fair, I think in Illinois, where all 50 states would be represented, and he would invite every world leader to come and celebrate the U.S.
Wow.
But it would, this American fair would be up for the full year, like this huge thing, like a lot like the World's Fair, like lit, yeah, like building it.
Yeah, something like Chicago State Fair, like the, yeah, I mean, the World's Fair or whatever.
Would we go? Would you go?
I would go.
I would go too. I think that'd 100%. Be so cool.
Yeah. Dude, we got to do a live pod from there.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely crazy. But I mean, I don't know. It is weird that I just keep seeing all these like civilizations usually only last 250 years. And it's like, we're coming up on 250 years on 2027. So it's like, that's good. All of these lining up. This is perfect.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay, we're on time.
Woohoo.
Right on schedule.
Oh, man. And there's nowhere to go in the world. It's like, oh, well, we should just leave. Where?
We could go up.
We could go up.
To the moon.
To the moon.
I know God is bigger than space travel, but I'd be worried that he couldn't find us there.
What? Gotta leave a crumb trail. Oh. He could find us, Lil.
I'm not going.
He created it. No one's forcing you to time travel, okay?
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Okay, guys. We'll see you on Patreon.
Heck yeah, we will.
99 and a half. And guess what next week is?
Our 100th episode!
100!
Guys, it's going to be so much fun because not only we're going to have costumes.
Costumes.
Treats. But we're also going to have a really special guest.
Very special guest. Probably the most special guest we've ever had on.
An out of this world guest.
It was really hard to get him on. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad he agreed to it.
Yep.
And he was able to take time out of his schedule to be here for it.
Yep. I think it's a small step for podcasting, but a great leap for ninjas or butterflies.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I sure would agree.
Absolutely.
With that statement.
Yeah. Should we? I wish you'd have called him.
Oh. We'll just see him next week.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe.
It really helps the algorithm. If you love the pod, please like and comment, subscribe, because it truly helps us out, gets us out in front of other people. And on patreon.com, there's bonus episodes, merch discounts. We have a Discord and everything.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a good time. Be a part of the community.
Good time. And thank you, First Forum, for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes. And thank you to the patrons.
Yes. Thank you, patrons.
Love you guys so much. Let us know. What was the question?
The book.
What book would you live in? What universe? Let us know in the comments.
What book universe?
What book you in?
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Andrew, we love you.
We love you.
You're y'all. The best podcast ninja in the world.
Aww. Aww. All right, see you guys. Bye-bye. Bye.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are back.
Are we posing?
Yep.
Okay.